Pete Hoekstra, and he is a Republican Senate candidate looking to unseat Lansing's own Debbie Stabenow. Good morning, Congressman. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing just fine. Thank you. Good morning.
And good morning to you. Thanks so much for coming on to the program this morning. You have a new TV ad that just aired last weekend. I personally have not seen it yet. I'm not sure that many others have yet either. But this TV ad in regard to the Affordable Care Act. And for those of us who have not come across this commercial yet, what are we going to see?
Well, what you're going to see is you're going to see some of the, you're going to see some footage of me when the Affordable Care Act, when Obamacare was being debated in the House of Representatives, there was a rally on Capitol Hill, and I basically thought about this being the government takeover of health care, and that there's a better way to fix the problems with health care than to have government, than to have the federal government take over health care. So it basically says, you know, this discussion, this debate, this fight on health care reform is not over, and it's now in the hands of the American people in the November elections, which is exactly what the Supreme Court said.
Yeah, this is a very interesting timing, considering the day that this ad first aired. It aired 2 days after the U.S. Supreme Court upheld Obamacare. Now, many Democrats obviously were happy with that decision, including Debbie Stabenow, who you're trying to unseat once again, as we mentioned before. In fact, her campaign sent out an email calling the decision a, quote, big victory for health care reform. What's your reaction to that statement?
Well, it's a big victory for the president. It's, from my perspective, it's not a big victory. It wasn't a big victory for those of us that want quality health care at affordable prices. This is, it was very, very disappointing. You know, we are not, from my perspective, and this is why I was so opposed to Obamacare, putting, as the Supreme Court clearly identified, putting the IRS now as kind of the middleman and the enforcer of health care reform doesn't give me a tremendous amount of confidence that we are going to see lower prices, that we are going to see better health care than what we have today. This is not going to fix our health care system. It's going to put the federal government in charge of health care, and I think we are going to see higher prices, and lower quality, and this is why I think that this debate is going to be ongoing. Most of the American people seem to agree that they are not very hopeful that Obamacare is actually going to fix the problems in health care.
Now, supporters of this new law have been saying that it gives everyone the opportunity to buy health insurance starting in 2014, whereas the previous law may not have given everyone that same opportunity. Is that not true?
This does not provide the opportunity for everyone to buy health care. This mandates that everyone will buy health care, and if they do not buy health care, the government will tax them, and the IRS will enforce it.
Yeah, one interesting twist in this in the Supreme Court decision kind of surrounded Justice Roberts. There's a lot of talk about him voting in favor of the Affordable Care Act, and there are those out there who say that Roberts abandoned the conservatives on this issue. That kind of brings me to a two-part question for you. One, do you agree with their perspective? And two, do you yourself feel abandoned by Roberts as an opponent of Obamacare?
No, I mean, I think that, you know, I've not gone through and read the decision in depth. Sure, I was disappointed by the assessment and the final judgment that the Chief Justice made. You know, he was nominated, he was approved by the Senate. I don't think you make this personal. I don't think you look back at it. You just say, all right, the Supreme Court has ruled this as being constitutional. They've ruled this as being constitutional through the federal government's taxing authorities. So they defined Obamacare as a new tax scheme to force and entice people to do or to entice them into certain types of behavior. I think it's an overreach of the federal government. Don't go back and debate, spend all this time arguing about the Supreme Court. I think it's an overreach of the federal government, and now it is imperative that the American people elect members of the U.S. Senate, elect members of the U.S. Congress, who will not use this new authority that has been granted to them by the Supreme Court to continue to expand the powers of the federal government. It is time to rein in the size, the scope, and the influence of the federal government. This is a massive takeover of 18% of the U.S. economy through the tax code by the federal government, and from my perspective, it has to be rolled back, it has to be stopped, and we have to put in place reforms to health care that leave consumers in charge of their own health care decisions and not the federal government.
Now, a lot of the outrage from opponents of the new health care law is that they feel that President Obama lied about whether or not this is a tax increase. What do you think about that? Did the president mislead the public?
Well, the president, as he went through this process, went to great extents to try to convince the American people that this was not a new tax on them and a tax that they would have to pay if they didn't follow the policy prescription that he was outlining. The American people, it clearly is a tax. There are a whole bunch of other taxes in this program. The American people will make a judgment in November as to the quality of Obamacare and whether they want it to be the law of the land. They will make their own judgments as to the character of the president and of Debbie Stabenow and of those who are running against them, Mitt Romney and Pete Hoekstra, and they'll make that judgment. I don't think, I'd much rather focus on the policy prescriptions that are outlined in Obamacare rather than to get into name-calling of the president or Debbie Stabenow. This is a policy that ought to be debated on its merits or lack of merit, not by making personal accusations against the two of them.
Now, Congressman, before we let you go, just tell us, what do you see in the future for this health care law? Do you see any provisions within the ACA that could face some serious legal challenges down the road?
I think the legal challenges are probably have been pretty much exhausted. I can't see that of any of the major parameters of this. The big thing was the mandate that everyone shall buy health care, of a form and a manner that is prescribed by the federal government. That was ruled to be constitutional. The tax provisions have been ruled to be constitutional. So, there may be other parts in there, smaller parts of the bill that somewhere along the line may prove to be challenged in the courts, maybe challenged successfully. But the core components now are in place, and the only way that they will be changed or repealed is if there is a change in Congress and if there is a change in the White House. And that's what November is going to be about.
Republican U.S. Senate candidate and former Congressman Pete Hoekstra joining us here on the Tony Conley Morning Show. Congressman, thanks so much. We hope to talk to you again soon.
Hey, sounds good. Have a great day.